Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you may think that we are past the point in our society where pregnant women are discriminated against, but think again. There are some changes that need to happen. City Councilwoman Erica Strasburger has proposed a new piece of legislation that would help enforce discrimination in Pittsburgh, and Megan Stanley is the deputy director of the city's Commission on Human Relations. They both join us this afternoon. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Erica, let me start with you and give me an idea. What's the background on your proposed legislation?
So this legislation would more explicitly prohibit employment discrimination against pregnant individuals, those seeking to become pregnant, and their partners, not just during pregnancy, but before, during, and after the 9-month gestation period and after childbirth. So there are some changes that this legislation makes compared to what we had on the books before. It also includes partners. So partners of pregnant women or pregnant individuals, if they need to accompany them to an appointment, for instance, this would cover them from discrimination as well.
And you know what? I mean, I think that a lot of people assumed in 2019, Councilwoman, that this was not an issue, but apparently it is.
It's an issue, and in fact, it's a growing issue. We know that over the last 30 or so years since the federal law banning this type of discrimination went into effect, we've seen cases of pregnancy discrimination, reported pregnancy discrimination, climb, and it's at an all-time high. Now, whether that's because more people are aware of it and are reporting it, or whether it's actually climbing, is a good question, but we know that it's at an all-time high, and it's still absolutely happening, and it's happening across industries, not just in the retail sector, not just in the corner offices, not just in the warehouses, but across industries.
But across the board. And Megan, give me an idea. You guys at the City's Commission on Human Relations, you see some of these complaints, I guess?
Yes. So the Commission on Human Relations is charged with investigating all complaints of discrimination, not just in employment, but also in housing and public accommodations within the city of Pittsburgh. And as Erica mentioned, the protected class of sex covered pregnancy discrimination before, but it was never really made clear. We believe that people didn't often know that they had these protections because they were not clearly spelled out in the law. And so this legislation really does make it explicit. In our office alone, in the past year, we have seen an increase of people reporting pregnancy discrimination. And that has happened. They're reporting complaints of when they are thinking about getting pregnant and they mention it to their employer, when they actually are pregnant, or when they're trying to return from work after giving birth. So that's the point of having this legislation really span more than just that 9-month gestation period, because we are seeing complaints across the board.
And why do I feel so outraged when I hear you say that? This is 2019.
Yes, you know, it's a growing problem, and EEOC every year gets more complaints of pregnancy discrimination. They are one of our federal partners in enforcing these laws. And while the actual birth rate is declining, we're having more instances of pregnancy discrimination complaints and are actively investigating multiple complaints right now within the city of Pittsburgh.
And Councilwoman, I know that this proposed legislation would also is broad enough to include things like having expectant mothers lift heavy loads and those kinds of things that might be a part of the job prior to their pregnancy.
Absolutely. So basically, you can't treat, under this legislation, you cannot treat someone who's pregnant different from anyone else in the workplace. That would be discrimination. So you need to come up with policies as an employer to ensure that that anyone else who might need an accommodation for a medical reason is being treated the same way as someone who's pregnant. And if that means making an accommodation to stop lifting heavy loads, to be able to sit, to be able to have access to water, to make it to leave work, to be able to make it to medical appointments, those are all accommodations that need to be met.
And Megan, I'm wondering, do most people understand what reasonable accommodations mean and how it applies to them or how it can be applicable to them?
Honestly, most people really don't understand reasonable accommodations until they're in the position of needing them. And they also don't understand that what happens is they request an accommodation from their employer. The employer then is legally bound to enter into this interactive process where they're sitting down and talking about what do you need and how could we change our policies or practices to meet your needs at this time. And so the commission, in releasing this guidance document that accompanies the legislation, really wants to take a proactive stance and go out and tell employers about their responsibilities and make sure that, honestly, we're catching these things before they come to us as complaints, but describing to employers and employees what needs to happen in the workplace.
So that's kind of the educational portion of that by educating employers. And Councilwoman, before we let you go, what happens next in this process?
So I expect to have full support from council members, but we'll see what questions they have a week from tomorrow in standing committee, where we'll discuss it and take a preliminary vote and then final vote the following week. But from here, it's really about education. As Megan mentioned, we have a guidance document, and that's meant for both employers to help them understand their responsibilities and employees to help them understand their rights. We want to get that out there to as many employers in the city of Pittsburgh as possible and encourage anyone who believes they've been discriminated against to contact the Pittsburgh Commission on Human Relations and have a conversation.
Awesome. Megan Stanley from the Commission on Human Relations, Erica Strasburger, City Council, thank you so much. And Erica, I hear that you're 8 months pregnant, is that right?
Yeah, but I have about 4 more weeks till my due date.
There you go.
Right in it.
We wish you all the best. Thanks so much for joining us today, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's a good fight indeed. You're listening to KDKA 1020.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.